Blog Talk Radio.
Station, and I'm Aphrodite North.
And I'm Jacqueline. How are you tonight, my friend?
I am extremely happy.
And why are you so extremely happy today?
Well, first of all, my hand is healing and doing really well, and also all my computer problems got resolved. I got connected to this new company, AvanQuest, and they're covering all of my computer systems and my iPad for me, and they were able to straighten this mess out. So I think I have almost everybody back from Blog Talk. And I made sure I changed Kimberly's birth time from last week, so I think we're good to go.
Oh, yeah.
Yep, so it's up and running, so some of those things are resolving, and so it's been good. Actually, it's been a kind of a weird week here. We've had sunny days, it's still cold and all that, and a little bit windy, but we're going to start to go into our deep freeze coming up this week, and might even get some flurries tonight. But overall, today was a sunny and nice day. Even the kitties went outside on the front porch. Yeah, nice. How about you?
Oh, I live in paradise, so.
Yes.
We have spectacular weather right now. This is the reason why the snowbirds come down here.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
We're in paradise right now. We're having beautiful weather. That's for sure.
Excellent. Well, I'm happy
Windows
to hear that.
Windows open, nice sea breeze, you know, it's just loving life down here.
Mm-hmm. Alrighty then. Well, that's great. You sound like you're doing quite wonderfully. So what did you think about the chart tonight? I like the fire trines showing up here. They made me kind of happy.
Ah, I was loving the Venus-Neptune trine, is what
that
I was
too,
loving.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, and I want you to know, this one woman, I've known her for more than 30 years. She lives down in Florida, and I was reading her yesterday morning. And we always talk about the angels and stuff and how much you try and keep the faith all the time and all that. So I do the astrological part of a reading, and you know me, then I do the tarot reading part, okay? So I went to do the tarot reading part, and I said, what the heck? I'm going to try and see if I can shuffle. I couldn't shuffle the way I normally did, but I could actually shuffle with my thumb.
Hey, awesome.
Is that cool? I think that's part of this Venus-Neptune trine. I mean, I was like, really?
There you go. Go with the vibe and feel it. And it'll happen. And you just got to move with where it's going. I'm loving that Neptune is direct and Pisces, you know, the optimism that comes from that. And then having that Venus trine, you know, with your daily benefactor, just hanging out with it, loving it as it's direct, really gives that great imagination, that great faith. And, you know, I think at this point in time, we really need that little benefit. Because everything's been so heavy with the T-squares and all of that. And so finally,
I know
we got a little bit of relief. So I'm digging the Venus trine Neptune thing right now. I imagine big, see the positive, and it'll show itself really easily right now.
Exactly. And, you know, the other thing I just wanted to mention, let me get where I want to be with this. See, what's going to happen is it's after the big meeting about the presidential election, but Mars is going to be in square to those Capricorn planets before they leave, okay?
Right.
And so it's really, really kind of tight. It's almost like a boom, boom, boom. What do you think is going to happen with that? Because I kept thinking that people that are really like true guardians of the state, the true guardians of the country, are going to play a key role in these next couple of weeks with this, because it's a cardinal square that's going to go boom, 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 which the cardinal signs, and you and I are both cardinal signs, we tend to aspire to the highest ideal. I have a feeling that there's something that's going to come to light that's going to make all of us feel a little bit more grounded. What do you think?
Okay. That's a positive way of looking at that. I do agree with what you said as far as, you know, I do think that there's more to come here. This Mars square is just, you know, there's pieces of things and transitions going on at this point in time. What I am saying about this is that I do think everybody is looking at their truth and examining their truth and seeing where they stand, okay? I think people are being called to stay in their truth at this point in time. However, I caution people, because it still is Mars and Aries, about acting impulsively on what you feel. Especially, I think there's a lot of epiphanies for people during this period of time. So sometimes we get impulsive about things and we just blurt things out. But then we have to, you know, reel it back in and come a little bit more balanced with when we come out to really get the correct point across. So again here, 50% of our life is free will, and 50% of it is definitely dictated to us, especially by the planets and then the energies coming down. And so it is our choice of whether we act impulsively or whether we make a plan with a cool head to do it the right way. And I hope everybody doesn't get impulsive. I hope they do it the right way, because if they do it the right way, I agree, this could be a foundational shift that could really do well for the United States here and really set a great foundation, you know. So
absolutely.
I'm optimistic and excited to see that happen. So that's, I still think we're in a contentious time. I'm sorry, I'm not as, you're much more optimistic than I.
Well, I just like the fact that Mercury's in Sag and it's moving in a situation where it's going to be in trine to Mars and it tries to go through its transition. And both Jupiter and Saturn are going to go into Aquarius before it makes an exact square to either one of them. And so it's actually going to avoid that final point of definition, but the energy is still going to be there. And so there are going to be people that are like me, altruistic, and there's also going to be people that are very, very practical, okay, in the way that things have to be in order to stabilize what's going on between the pandemic and the financial situation in this country, all that. But I think the mix is good, because I'd rather hear many voices than only one.
Absolutely.
You know, yeah, and that's just the way I see it. So I'm thinking more positive, that more things may come to light. And I think that, again, people that only want one thing and can't see the possibilities in something else, or even a small turn on the road, it is a wait-and-see time. I still agree with you on that score as well. So, but I'm trying to think really positive about it and putting out all the good stuff.
And you should. And we all have to look at that higher side of this. I think this is, you know, I love Neptune in Pisces because it raises the vibration level, okay? No matter how you
Absolutely.
Look at that. Everybody's vibrational level is raised to see that higher good, to see that optimism, and to see all of that. It's just turning and looking at it and going, okay, we can do this. Because, again, here, it's that big picture that's going to count. It's the long term of what's going to endure that's going to count, not the impulsiveness or the short-term quickness of a situation. So Neptune, because it's such a faraway planet, gives us that, okay, we can do this. It's time that's going to make it happen, you know, and it gives you that faith, dead-on faith of, hey, we can do this, you know. I just
exactly.
love that about it.
Exactly. I so agree. Well, we have a bunch of people holding on. I think we should see what we can do for them tonight. What do you think?
How about we do that?
Okay. This person, I think, is from your neck of the woods. Let's see who it is.
Okay.
Hi.
Air code 561, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
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 Who's this?
Stacy.
Doesn't sound like you.
It's me.
Hey. I don't know, that's weird. You're 1226, right?
No, 1216.
1216, sorry. There you go, I see you. How are you? You haven't called in for a while.
Well, I've been busy with school, and now I feel like I'm in trapped in a tsunami, hurricane, and everything in between. World is upside down.
Where you live now, Stacy?
In West Palm.
That's what I thought. Okay. Just want to make sure. Okay, let's take a look at you. Did you have a special question for us tonight?
My child.
You have old issues from the past with your child?
Excuse me?
The South Node is sitting in your fifth house of children. So I'm saying
oh, Lord, really?
You have old issues from the past returning with your child?
Yes. Yes.
Not surprised.
Oh, my gosh.
Absolutely on time, yeah. And also Venus passing over your Mars, too, and it's going to be passing over your Venus soon, too. So this is about balancing your yin-yang energy as far as the way you deal with the circumstances as far as home and family, to know when to be forthright, but also when to deeply listen. And all that's going to be happening before Christmas, just over the next 2 weeks. So, but you
this
have
started
that beautiful water
week.
In your... Yep, and that's exactly right on time. But the thing is, again, that this has to do with, again, maybe finding a unique and different understanding or perception that you maybe were not able to embrace before, and also to maybe allow them to see that as well, okay? And I'm just going to say the deeper you go, the better it's going to work out. What do you think, Jacqueline?
I so agree with you. This is not a race, okay? This does not have a time length on it. Okay? What this
mm-hmm.
is addressing a specific issue. Okay? And I agree with
right.
everything Aphrodite said. I was, you know, what I was about to say, I'm very close to exactly what she did, what she said. Because what happened is a week ago is that Mercury was dead on your Mercury. You had your Mercury return, is what I'm saying. Okay? And with that, what it does is it opens up a different perspective. It opens up a shift or change. It says, hey, look at this now, okay? And this is what you've got to figure out, and this is what you've got to deal with. So this is about the same thing. It's about more communication. It's about more questions than accusations. It's not coming to that judgment. Learn why the circumstances are. Go deeper. Venus is in Scorpio, your Mars is in Scorpio, and Venus is going to transit over, and you're going to have your Venus return coming here about 10 days, 2 weeks, okay, somewhere around in there. And this is really about that deep internal love. So for the next 7 to 10 days, be open to it. Don't be scared or fear the issue with your child. What it is,
it's no communication right now. It hasn't been any communication at all for the last, about going on 4 or 5 weeks.
Okay.
Just
so
no
it is
communication.
About looking at a different perspective, approaching it in a different way. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Get the answers you need. Even if you're looking at it, try looking at it in your head in a different way. You have a Mercury in Sagittarius. That gives you a duality. You have an open mind. You can see other perspectives when you tweak it or twist it, okay? So
okay.
Look at it from a twisted point of view because you have that way of twisting it, okay? and start to do that without the communication with them. Unspoken communication is just as good right at this point in time as spoken communication. It's that openness that I'm talking about of looking at it in a different perspective or investigating it in different ways to see another point of view in it so that you can come to a better conclusion with it. Okay? Is what I'm trying to say. Don't fear that this is ending. Okay? It's a process. Even if you stay silent, this one will come back, is my point. You don't have to reach out to them. They will reach out to you. There's no question about it. Okay? So don't fear that. But know that you've got to do the next right thing because of what I started out with in the beginning was the first thing I saw was that south node. Here we go again. Okay? Now we're hitting our head against a wall that we have tried addressing over and over again. Okay? We need to stop hitting our head against the wall and try it a different way. Look at it from all perspectives and try a different avenue to heal this instead of just trying to fix it. Does that make sense? Because if you just patch it up and everything goes away with time, it's going to come back again. If you heal this and go deeper and go into it, it's going to that deep-rooted peace is going to be taken out. So next time the south node goes there, it won't do the same thing again. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay. So that's my suggestion to you. I hope that helps.
Okay, thank you.
And many blessings to you and yours.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You have a sweet night, babe. Okay.
You too. Thank you, ladies. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Good luck.
Intense returns going on in that chart for sure.
Oh, yeah. Lots of stuff going on in her life.
Yeah. So you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Air code 256, you're on the air.
Hello, this is Kimberly from Georgia.
Hey, Kimberly.
Hey.
Recognize that voice. I don't know why I didn't recognize Stacy's. When she first said it, I was like, that doesn't sound like her.
Because the other Stacy's also born in January. That's why I did the first. I did that too. I pulled up the other Stacy first. I hear you. Yeah.
I get the two confused because I put one from Delray and one from West Palm. Okay.
Ah.
So I never know which one's which on that. So because they both say West Palm now, but I wrote the other Stacy is Delray.
So what can we do for you tonight, honey?
Well, the last time I talked to you, I kind of felt what really reined in is like when both of you are saying, "What are you doing here?" I kind of feel that way. I kind of feel that way now because I get frustrated about certain things that's happening in my life. Like I have this strong desire for my career to change, and I'm about to go to school, and I know that's going to take some time. But I no longer, and I don't want to harp on, I no longer desire to be in the classroom, but I'm thankful for a job right now in the pandemic. I am. But I desire to do something else. And
yeah.
I just want to navigate, you know, that path.
Well, and especially right now what's happening is the sun, Mercury, and the south node are all dancing through your first house, and that's Sagittarius. I want to run. I want to get away. I'm done with this. And you're a Scorpio. You're a Scorpio, 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 okay? When you're done with something, you're done with it, okay?
Thank
it's
you.
It's dead,
thank
buried. You take
yes.
and burn the bridge. Never want to go back,
yes.
okay?
Yes.
You kill it, okay? Literally kill it, okay? I understand that point. Okay, but this is your lesson with this going through here of this, I need my freedom, I need to get out, I need to get away, okay? Your whole thing is this patience. So it is distractions along the way, okay? you need to take and trust the process. Again, we've got that Neptune-Venus connection, and that Venus is dead on your Mercury, and in a day and a half, it's going to be dead on your Venus, and you're going to have your Venus return, okay? That is still going to be in that trine to Neptune during that period of time. So it's live the dream. Know and trust that, yeah, it's going to take some time, and I've got this. I can just go through the mechanics. I can feel it and just go through the mechanics of this while I'm doing that passion. But the one thing I will say that you have to do during this period of time is you have to have some avenue to take out that frustration. I suggest going out in nature. I suggest getting some kind of, since it's wintertime, I love books and things like this during that period of time that can make your head escape, okay, for you. Those types of things is what I'm suggesting to get that aggression out to where it's not so bad, okay, because, again, here, okay, it's dead for you, I hear you, but there's always that residual lag in between time that you have to learn that patience before the full transition goes through. What do you think, Aphrodite?
I agree. I do think some kind of hot yoga, some kind of exercise where you can actually burn off some energy is a good idea. I don't think nature alone is going to be enough. I think it has to be something you can really focus on. Things like Aikido, but I think you could do some of those things indoors, even though I think outdoors is also a good choice because you have Sag rising and Tucker. But you have to remember that both Saturn, the great teacher, and Jupiter, the planet of good fortune, before the close of this month, they're going to pass over your Aquarius moon. Now, we didn't know before that your moon was at 0 degrees of Aquarius and 30 minutes. Your moon literally changed signs when you were in the birth canal, honey, okay? So your freedom ticket is all next year. So every week, every month you go through, as you're pursuing your education, you're going to feel the sense of, I'm getting freer, I'm getting freer, I'm getting freer. You're going to get some good spiritual vibes in your meditations, honey. You're going to be just fine. You're going to be just fine.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Bo.
You're welcome. You're welcome. You're very, very deep and stuff. You have a lot of planets in your 12th house, now that we know your birth time. So you have long-term emotional memory, okay?
Mm.
It's much easier for you to learn something new than to forget anything in this chart, by the way. So the more new information and the more new motivation you put in, it's going to seem like it's going faster, and that's going to please some of the Sagittarian energies that are going through there right now to know that you are on the right road and you are making progress every day. That's the most important thing to remember. Try staying more in the now if you can, okay?
Okay. 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 Thank you, Bo. That really
calmed me down. We got your back, girl.
Okay. Thank you very much for that explanation. It helped.
Well, God bless you. You have a sweet night, okay?
All right. You too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
It's such an amazing, amazing chart. I can't imagine, you know, having that much Scorpio in a chart, but hey.
Oh, wow. You were right on, too. I love that. You were right on.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay, well, the next person, I think, moved on. That's okay. Let's see who we have next. All right. Somebody from my neck of the woods. Okay.
Okay.
Area code 540-525, you're on the air.
Hi, it's Kara. I love when I hear that from my neck of the woods.
Hi, Kara. How you doing, babe? Always
good.
Great to hear from you.
Yeah, I'm glad you're doing better.
I am. I'm very excited. I even decorated for Christmas. My helper came and helped me, my good friend Misty.
Oh, good.
And so I got some of my decorations up. And the kitties already have their new beds early because it's getting cold at night. I mean, we're all happy
mm-hmm.
here.
Good, good. Oh, well, and then
you're
2974? Yes.
Okay.
So I am just so ready to get to Florida. I know you hear everybody hears that so much from me for the past 20 years. we've been down several times. We're coming back again this week, next weekend, to make our final decision, and we're going to a place that neither one of us really think we like, but the job opportunity is amazing. So we're going to give it a shot and see what happens. In the meantime, I have a job interview here in Roanoke, which my intuition and gut tells me no, but I need to have money. And so I'm just kind of all over the place.
Well, I think it's going to clarify itself within the next 5 days. So you don't have to wait too much longer. You've already got two planetary energies moving to your fourth house of home and security. And Mercury's on its way in there. It's sitting on your Neptune and Sag. So if your excitement and your positivity comes from Florida, I would focus on that more. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Okay. I have to agree with her on that, because that Mercury is going to end up going through your fourth house of your home. Right now it's a lot of confusing because it's sitting on your Neptune. But also remember in this process that Venus is going through that foundational shift of your community. So it really wants you to look deep at the community. This is one of the reasons why Aphrodite is saying, if you feel Florida and you're excited about Florida, I would focus on that more than anything else. Again here, it's all about what in the long term do you want, okay? You have Uranus natally in your second house of personal finances, so you have a little bit of a colorful life with your personal finances. So I think you're a little gunstick. Okay? But Uranus, I like that Libra is ruling it, okay, because, again, here, at least it balances itself out every once in a while. It doesn't just keep swinging back and forth. But it's definitely interesting, and I think you're gun-shy because of some of your trauma of, at the last minute, the financial situation coming in the way it should. But that's kind of how it works with you with Uranus there, okay? As long as you're doing what you feel is right, the money will come. It may come at the last minute in some strange way, okay, that you'll shake your head at, but no, okay? Again, I can't help that you have Uranus in your second house. the beauty is that it protects you with Libra there. Libra's planet is Venus, which is the benefactor. That benefactor is always going to be there for you. So as long as you're doing the right thing that you feel is right, it's going to turn out for you, okay, is what I'm trying to say. So go for your big dream, not your silly dream.
I have a question for you, Kara. Mm-hmm. The opportunity that you might come to in Roanoke is something you can do virtually from Florida. That was my next question.
No, it's massage therapy. So,
all right, then you need to make the move. You need to make the move. Then, if you can't tweak it to get to your dream, I think you're better off to move forward because you were looking for more freedom, more outside, you know, more optimism, and you know, and as much as it's nice that they want to give you this opportunity. They probably already heard how great you are at what you do, and I understand that. But, again, you don't want to give up your dream and drag yourself down. Right now, you know, you're getting ready to make a launch. When these two planetary energies, both Jupiter and Saturn, get into Aquarius, they're going to trine your moon in Libra before the close of the year. You are going to be feeling like you're free, you're happy, you're in balance. You're going to be going through the roof. Sooner is better than later for you to make the move.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
All right, love.
That sounds good. Well,
I'll
thank
you,
Wade.
You can always you can always reach us virtually.
yes, for sure. All right. Well, thanks again.
All right. Have a sweet night.
You too.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Wow. She's a trip, by the way. She's a trip. She's fun.
I bet you she is. A Libra moon conjunct Pluto in the first house. That's entertainment.
Oh yeah.
That's what
oh
I
yeah.
think about that.
Oh yeah. She's very funny. Her energy flows so beautifully. You know, it's really like a beautiful wave. It has enough energy, but it's not scary. That's the way she is. She's just kind of a cool girl. Anyway, you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Area code 651. You're on the air.
Hi, this is Christiana.
Christiana?
Yeah.
Okay, have you called in before?
I might have. I think so. I think I have.
Is it Christiana with a K or a C?
A C.
I don't have you in here. What's your birthday?
1/13/86.
Oh. My God, that is...
Say this again.
1/13/86.
Got it.
And what time were you born?
5:02 p.m.
And what city were you born in?
Maplewood, Minnesota.
Maplewood.
What's the name of the city?
Maplewood.
Maplewood, got it. Okay. All right.
There.
Let's take a look.
So you have a question for us tonight?
Yeah, I'm just interested in basically when you see me getting a new job.
What are you doing for a living now?
Surrounding that. Right now I do provide psychic readings for people.
Great. And where do you live now?
I live in Minnesota right now.
Oh, still the same
city. Like what city?
Okay. Yeah. What city?
And that's what you want to do for a living, correct? My little Pisces.
I live in White Bear Lake.
Oh. Okay.
That's what you want to do for a living, correct?
Psychic readings?
Yeah.
That's what I thought I wanted to do. So sometimes I question it because it's been so slow for so long. I'm not getting that many clients, so I need to start making some money.
Okay. Now, do you work for yourself or somebody else?
I do both, mostly for a network I work for the psychic readings. And then when I have time, I do some private readings from my own Facebook page.
Okay. All right.
Have you ever thought about going and working for a metaphysical bookstore or something like this? There's lots of different places that you can look for a little bit more to where you don't have to put out a lot of money, but you can go off of commission with them as well. Have you thought about something like that?
I'm looking for something more remote. Working from home would be better for me. It doesn't have to be psychic work, just a job in general. One job I was looking at was actually to be a beauty consultant. So it involves some marketing, which I'm going to school for marketing.
Great.
Well, let me explain to you what you are, okay? And maybe you could look at yourself in a little bit different of a perspective.
Okay.
Because there's so many different things that you can do, okay? You have Sun, Venus, Mercury conjunction in your sixth house of work at this point in time. Pluto is sitting on your sun saying, hey, you need to transform and change your life. This is all about the work you do. It doesn't matter as much about the work you do, who you work for or the modality that you use, but what you are is a problem solver. You look at things, see the problem, and you can also, in the same time, see the answer, okay? And so what you do is solve people's problems, okay? Whether you want to do that on a corporate level, whether you want to do that on a private level with individuals, whatever you want to do this with, you solve people's problems. And it's time to look at how do I want to solve somebody's problem right now? What makes me happy solving their problems? What modality, okay? Because once you get enthusiastic about something, the thing is that when you feel it, you feel it. And you sell yourself, okay, by your enthusiasm. So it's about finding what brings out the inspiration, what brings out the enthusiasm, what brings out the creativity that you can go in and say, hey, yeah, I can solve this for you and I can fix this for you, whether it be beauty and showing them how to transform and change their beauty, or skincare to where they transform and change their skin, whether it's psychic readings. I think there's so many different modalities for you. You have Sagittarius on your sixth house, so you wear more than one hat, okay, is what it is. You're very versatile when it comes to doing multiple things, okay, with your work.
Okay.
So it is about looking for that passion is what I'm trying to say, and going, I can do this and I want to do this, not I have to do it for the money, okay? I understand why you say that, but it's more the passion that's going to bring the money than looking for the money that's going to bring the passion with you, okay? Your sign always gets stuck on that money thing, and it's not the money, okay? It's when you stick your head into something, you make it happen. Okay, that Mercury in Capricorn, once it gets that inspiration, makes it happen. And with it there, with Venus and your Sun in that conjunction, it really makes it, here I am, this is what I do, and I'm going to do it great. Okay, so get the inspiration, and you'll find the answer of what you can do to make the money. What do you think, Aphrodite?
I totally agree. I couldn't agree more. And because, again, the way your chart's set up, you could work for yourself, you could work for somebody else, you can work remotely. So you want to be in a position where you're working for somebody that you consider to be honorable. So if this company that has beauty around it, you feel they're honorable and they'd appreciate your skill level, the fact that you are going to school, that you have marketing skills, you want to basically feel like you're part of a team even though you want to stay remote. I think you've been too isolated, and I think it's been depressing your spirit. So if you're working with a company that you really feel that you can connect with, I'm going to encourage you to move in that direction. Okay?
All right, thank you.
And it can serve you well. You're always going to be an employer's dream, honey. You've got so much Capricorn there. I have to tell you, you're a great team player, but you not only see the details, you can see the larger picture, too, as Jacqueline pointed out. Honey, you're an employer's dream. When you're interviewing, remember what I said, okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you. Thank you both.
And keep us posted, okay, love?
Okay.
All right. God bless you.
Okay. You too.
Bye. That's a lot of Capricorn.
She's a force to be reckoned with when she gets going, I'll tell you what.
Oh, that dedication is like
way
to the friggin' roof. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. You ready for the next one?
Okay.
Area code 650, you're on the air.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. My name is Patty.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
Patty, I'm going to send
a question. Hi, Patty.
Hi.
How are you doing tonight?
What's your birthday?
December 2nd. I'm good, thank you.
Gotcha, 1990, Princeton, New Jersey.
Yep, that's correct.
All
right. I was born in Princeton, yeah. Yes. So I talked to you guys a few months back. I'm not really sure when. And I was telling you that I was seeing a friend. We weren't really dating, but there was some interest there on his part, and now it's sort of like, I'm not sure, it's just like at a standstill. I'm not quite sure what's happening. We were never exclusive, so I'm just trying to figure out whether there's any potential here in this relationship.
Do you have their birth date?
I have his birth date, but not his birth time. His birth date is April 19, 1983.
And would you know what time?
I don't know, unfortunately. Not okay. Sure where
you're
going to be at. No,
that's
I'm
okay.
Not really sure.
Yeah. That's okay. What city was he born in?
See, I don't know. I wish I knew. I don't know.
Do you know what city he was born in?
No, I don't, unfortunately.
Okay, where does he live now?
Right. Well, he goes back and forth between New York City and living with his parents.
Schenectady?
No, he lives with his parents sometimes, and he also has an apartment in New York City, in Manhattan. So I'm not sure which address you would want. He lives with his parents because they have a business together. So for work reasons, they're staying together because of COVID. But sometimes he goes to his apartment in New York. I'm not sure.
Well, anywhere in that general vicinity is fine since we don't have his exact birthplace.
Okay.
So that's fine.
Well, I can't find her on my computer either, just to let you know. She is December 2nd. What time?
12:41 p.m.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And what year?
1990.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And where do you live now?
In New York City.
New York City. Nice. Okay, got it. Okay. We'll take a look at some of the basic parameters and see if we can sort this out for you.
That'd be great.
Sometimes it's just good sometimes to get your bearings on something, you know?
Yeah.
And sometimes it's, you know, we like to be as specific as we can because we can see more when we do have that specific information. But see some important things with the planetary forces as well, which can be very helpful for you as well. So we'll take a look at it for you, of course. Okay.
This is an interesting one, okay? No matter how we look at it, this one has a Mercury in Taurus. That makes for a very stubborn head and a very fixed personality. I can say this one is a one-to-one relationship kind of guy and has a very dreamy effect on his imagination of what he really wants or not in a relationship. It's an interesting dynamic to the two of you. It really is, because you're not alike, okay? But you have similar things that, again, are similar to each other as far as your perspectives are concerned. They're harmonious, is the way I'd say it. Even though they're not the same, they're harmonious with each other. I'm going to say this because he's been going through, he's got a sun in Aries, and it's at 29 degrees. And that 29 degrees is such a saturation of Aries that isn't even funny. So all this Aries energy and the squares that have been going on, especially for him right now in his life, he's going through some major transformations and changes, okay, no matter how I look at this. You know, Saturn and Jupiter are both pounding on him at the same time. So at this point in time, I don't think he can make a decision of what he wants in his life is what I'm trying to say, okay? And I'm not saying that you should hold your position and wait for this one to come to you. What I am saying is be more patient and treat it more like a friendship to see and explore how things can go with you. Okay, allow this one to come in and out, but don't make this one your permanent, you know, I'm just going to wait for this one. It doesn't work that way.
Yeah, okay. I don't want to wait for him, but I would like a commitment because I'm wondering if he's able to give that anytime soon, like in the next couple of months. Would that be possible?
Well, the next couple of months are going to be, by February, he'll know his decision. Okay, by February, he'll know where he stands. So I've gone through all of this, okay? But, again, here, I'm saying you have such a duality to you. You have a Mars in Gemini. You have a Moon in Gemini. You have the Sun and Venus in Sagittarius. There's all this movement of fluidity. what I'm trying to say with this one is be present with them, but be open to what else is out there, because you may find mm-hmm. something you may like that's better. What do you think, Esther?
I agree. Because I see mostly, I don't see so much the fluidity and the mutable energies in her chart as she's got a lot of Capricorn. Of course she wants a commitment. It's absolute.
Right.
Honey, you've just been going through your Saturn return. I mean, this is totally right. But, and again, you know, your Saturn, which is the planet of commitment, and your North Node form squares to his Sun in Aries, okay? And so my feeling is that, again, you probably be really good for him. But if he's mm-hmm. not ready to make that decision, you have to ask yourself how long you're willing to wait.
Right, right. And that's what I wanted to get a sense from you guys. How, like, do you see him actually?
That's why I agree with Jacqueline. I would encourage this as a friendship. I'd be very kind to him. But if you don't have a ring on your finger, if you don't have a commitment, honey, right now you're a free agent. Remember that.
Right.
Okay.
Oh, I do. Yeah, but I'm interested in him. I'm looking at him as a friend, but I do see potential for a long-term relationship. But, you know, he doesn't seem to be ready to make that commitment. And I want to know, like, if you see that in his chart, like, will he do something by February or March, you know?
I would not advocate the relationship, but don't keep that as the only egg in your basket, honey, okay? I'm just telling you.
Right.
Don't do that to you. You've got too much Capricorn. If you wait and stuff and he doesn't respond, you're going to start to get resentful, okay?
Right.
And you don't want to feel that way because that's not normally who you are. You're not that way normally.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, he's on that cusp of Taurus, and that's a tough cusp. Now, Mars has been in Aries longer than it has been in over 1,000 years, okay? It went in there in June, late June, last 2 days of June. It went all the way through Aries. It retrograded to Aries. It's direct now, but it doesn't leave Aries and go into Taurus until the 7th of January. Now, when that happens, Mars is going to pass over his Sun. I so agree with Jacqueline. By the middle of January, he's going to make some new decisions. I would definitely hang in there tight with him until then, but not exclusively because it's not to your benefit. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
Okay, I'll wait a few months and see and keep my eyes open, but there's really no one on the horizon, unfortunately, except for this guy.
Just keep your eyes posted. That's all we're suggesting is don't, because you can get those blinders on, and it is about keeping those eyes open because you never know what's going to come out of this, okay? And again here, you can wait, but again here, see what's out there. Get that vision going, okay?
I will. All right.
Well, many blessings to you, honey.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
Happy holidays. Bye.
You too, honey. All right. Bye-bye. Sweet. Well, let me drop the call. Oh, there we go. Okay. So you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Air code 956, you're on the air. Hello? Are you there? Area code 956? Hello? I'll put it back on hold. We might not be able to do one more after this one, but we'll see. Okay, I'm going to pick up the next caller.
Hello?
Code 510, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Tasha. My birthday is 6/22/1975. I'm in Oakland, California. Time of birth is 10:33 a.m.
You're way too quick for me. First of all, what's your name again?
Tasha.
Have you called them before?
Yes.
Yep, I have you. 10:33 a.m. Do you still live in Oakland?
Yes.
There you go. I got you too now.
Yeah.
Got it.
It's all good. So what can we do for you tonight, honey?
What is going on?
In your chart right now, you have a lot of squares between the Capricorn forces and your Mars and Chiron in the ninth house. You want to heal the entire world, and you don't have the ability, and you're trying to keep your spiritual energies high, and you've been feeling a bit disenchanted, correct?
Yes.
Mm. Well, the good news is that these squares are getting ready to go away in a couple of weeks, so you just need to hang in there a little while longer. And things can feel really, really tight right now, especially if you're dealing with other people that you're responsible for, okay? But you have a nice Sag moon, and you have some nice fire in your chart, and the planets are moving to Sagittarius now. I am really going to encourage you to try and be around the most positive people. And even if you don't want to drop anybody off at the curb, I think you need to qualify how long you stay in the energy field of negative people, negative news, negative internet, whatever. You're going to have to move away from the things that are bringing you down as much as you can. What do you think, Jacqueline?
I agree. I think you need to limit your world. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
She was talking about these squares that are upon you. You have 23-degree Mars in Aries. Mars right now is at 18 degrees. It is going to pass over that. So there's a certain amount of intensity with that, okay, is what it is. And that's what she's talking about trying to diffuse, okay? But it's about optimistic. It's about living in the now and being present in the day of what is what you can find to bring you joy. Because, again, here, you've got a Mercury in Gemini, and the saturation level of what's going on right now is so on you, okay? You're a zero-degree Cancer Sun, for Christ's sake. Talk about extremely sensitive, okay?
Yes.
That's
and very
like hypersensitive.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
So you can feel all this energy. That's what come I say. You need to limit what's around you. Get involved with the holiday. Get involved with the joy. Listen to Christmas music. Take that time to pay reverence to the joy of the season, and you will find that you will be much better off because it's time that's going to take the intensity off, not like Aphrodite was talking about. These squares are going away. December's going to get better for you, okay? Things are going to start to ease off. January is going to come, and it's going to even get a little bit better for you, okay? You're at that tail end and saturated. So you don't have to do and you don't have to see all that's going on. You just have to limit it, and you'll be just fine, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, I really love your chart. What do you do for your work, honey?
I'm not working right now. That's another thing. I don't know what to do as far as work.
It's coming.
Okay.
It's coming.
Because, again, you know, you're very, very nurturing and supportive. You are a natural teacher and a natural caregiver in some ways, but you do have to learn how to shield yourself softly from the negativity that sometimes surrounds you or the limitation that appears to be insurmountable when you can actually just jump over it. Or walk around it more, find a different way, because your Sag moon can give you a quite philosophical nature, okay? And I think anywhere that you're going to work, whether you do it virtually or in person, it seems to me that you're going to want to feel happy to go in there. You're going to want to like the people around you. You're going to want to like what you're doing, feeling that you're doing something good, because you're a very good girl, you know that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So, again, you can work for corporations and all that stuff, but the way the Capricorn planets are moving right now, I'm not going to encourage you to do that right now. When these planets move on into Aquarius at the end of the year, January, that might be okay. It might be a little bit of a shift. But if you wanted to work virtually because your Sun is in the 11th house, the light worker, and so is your Saturn, you would want to work in association with somebody where you know they have integrity. You know they're doing the right thing. you know, clear on your own personal ethics. You know, you want to do the right thing. So look for something like that where you can contribute. Even if you work electronically from home, I think you could probably do something really good here. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Well, we're glad you called in tonight. You keep us posted, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All right. God bless. All right. Sweet night.
Okay. Good night.
Good night. Well, we're at the top of the hour. We probably should tell people where they can find us.
Okay. Well, they can call me at 772-286-2720. How about you, Alfredette?
They can reach me at 540-613-1070. This has been the Illumination Station, and we're so happy that you called in, and we're so happy to serve you, and I hope you have a fantastic week.
Have a good week. Good night.
Night.